This episode first aired on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. Hello, I'm Shanira, and welcome to the Chini Chronicles on Radio DePaul, your one stop for pop culture on college radio. Welcome to the, I believe, fourth episode of the 11th season of the Chini Chronicles, and today we're going to be talking about the long-standing, ongoing beef between Quavo and Chris Brown. So this is quite news to me, honestly, because I didn't fully realize that they had a beef until this recent development, right? And so yeah, it's about women, essentially, and how they pretty much slept with one another's girlfriends. And Chris Brown kind of like regurgitated it back up and made it a thing where he dropped this track, Quavo responded, and then back and forth. So this all started 7 years ago, right? In 2017, it was a crazy year, right? So there was rumors that Quavo and Karrueche Tran dated. And as we all know, Karrueche Tran is Chris Brown's ex, who he dated from, I believe, 2015 to 2017. And she ended up getting a restraining order on him because he was so toxic slash, I don't want to say abusive, but it was very toxic. I believe he was like stalking her at one point, but it was to the point where she got a restraining order on him. So there were rumors that Quavo and Karrueche had a thing, hooked up and sort of dated or something along those lines, and Chris Brown didn't really like that because it's like, okay, that's my ex, why are you fooling around with my ex, right? So that kind of like trickled into this whole thing during the BET Awards, and so yeah, TMZ reported that Chris Brown, he felt quote-unquote backstabbed by Quavo. Again, it's the, I guess, the principle of, you know, where he felt like, okay, there's some sort of like bro code where you don't really go after each other's exes, and Chris Brown sort of felt like Quavo dropped the ball on that bro code-ness. So that is how it all started, right? That is how it started, where, but to this day, it's yet to be confirmed whether or not Quavo and Karrueche actually did anything. Karrueche was it a couple years ago in 2022, where she was like, we didn't do anything. We're just friends. So to this day, it's not even like an actual thing. It's all rumor. It's all part of the rumor mill, right? So we're thinking that this is like, I think for me personally, I didn't really know back in 2017, but the crazy thing, it all blew up at the BET Awards of 2017. It's the same BET Awards where the Migos had gotten into it with Joe Budden, right? Who said I was left off Bad and Bougie? It was that. It kind of like came out to a point where the Migos ended up walking off the red carpet after the whole little standoff with Joe Budden, and I think they ended up in a parking garage with Chris Brown, and it was like this whole sort of standoff with them. So they essentially, what happens is that they went from one standoff to another, where they ended up walking into parking garage and Chris Brown is there, and it was like this whole thing. It's like Chris Brown and Quavo don't like each other because Chris Brown thinks that Quavo was messing around with his ex, and then, you know, Offset and Takeoff RP are standing behind Quavo. So it was like this whole thing. And crazy enough, I remember this footage of like the whole thing in a parking garage, and I think I remember seeing that footage of Chris Brown and whoever and all these people in the parking garage. I'm like, what's going on? Like, what is Chris Brown now into? I didn't really fully clock at that time that it was Quavo and Crucci and whatever. Again, I didn't know that this was a thing until it was reignited. What was it? A few weeks ago. So, yeah, hold on, you can hear me typing as I'm trying to log in to Twitter. I love the fact that nobody calls it X. At least, okay. Darn. Okay, so great. We gotta love it. Okay, got it. Okay, great. Gotta love it. So, anyways. So, basically, yeah. So, the footage of, it was just a bunch of people, like, kind of, like, running around and making, like, this whole thing. And then, like, you see Chris Brown. And I think the reason why I didn't really know that it was Chris Brown versus Amigos is because in the video, at least from what I remember, this was 7 years ago at this point, but from what I remember, I didn't really see the Amigos in the video. So I'm like, what is going on? Why is Chris Brown in this parking garage? Why is everybody kind of like walking around looking like a fight just happened? So I don't think I really fully clocked what had happened or what was going on. So, then not only did it happen in a parking garage, or it was just an eventful day for the Migos. So they had to stand off with, you know, Joe Budden, and then they are walking to a parking garage and they have this whole thing with Chris Brown. And then at a BET Awards after party is when like the real skerfuffle happened, and I wish I could play it, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of cuss words in the video. So I'll probably post it on Instagram or whatever. But, like, DJ Khaled got in the middle of it or whatever. But they, like, kind of got even closer, or, like, had more of a fight at this after party. Because in the parking garage, Chris Brown was just, like, standing behind a car, more like. And nothing was really happening. Or it's, like, more of the aftermath. But with the video of this after party, you can see, like, more of a thing where they're actually trying to go at each other. I don't think I saw this video when it first dropped. But, yeah, so that's kind of, like, where it was left off, I believe. So then it kind of, like, picked back up what was last year, where we saw a video of Chris Brown and Quavo sitting next to each other at Paris Fashion Week. And the body language was crazy. You can see Chris Brown kind of like sitting up, leaning forward. His hands are held together, clasped together, his fingers interlocked. And like kind of like sitting forward, right? And he's chewing gum or whatever. And then Quavo is just looking at his phone the entire time. And it's one of those things that, like, oh, you're actually, like, texting or anything. It's one of those things where, like, you're trying to distract yourself by being on your phone. And it's kind of, like, BSing on your phone. Like, you know, when like you're in the middle of a party and the party is not giving what it's supposed to give, so you just, or when you're just in a social situation and you're kind of bored and you don't really have anything to do, so you just get on your phone and you just start BSing. Like, it's a running joke of like, oh, let me check, let me look at the weather app. Because there's nothing going on, right? And you're bored, and so it's a situation, it's not giving what it's supposed to give, and you need something to distract yourself or entertain yourself. So that's kind of what Quavo was doing, but rather than it be like a social situation where you're bored and have nothing to do, it's more of the social situation is making me very nervous, and I need something to distract myself from the nervousness. You could tell that he's nervous, and because obviously they don't like each other. It's been several years since like the initial beef, but they don't, it's like one of those things where like, even though it's been some time since you've been quote unquote beefing with someone, time doesn't really heal that wound. And you still don't really care for that person. So it's like this awkward thing where they're sitting next to each other. Chris Brown, again, thinks that Quavo slept with his ex. Had this whole thing where, you know, they try to fight each other about it. And they never really made up. So it's like that awkward moment. Like, okay, we're in the same room again, sitting next to each other. We didn't make up. We still have that awkwardness. And people were kind of like making jokes, like Quavo's probably calling his security or texting his security to be at the door just so they can like sprint out as soon as Paris Fashion Week or the fashion show ends. And me seeing like that video, I'm like, dang, they really don't like each other. It's weird energy. And me not clocking the fact or not knowing the fact that they had beef before, because I don't really think I really understand. Again, I didn't really know that they had beef until this was reignited. So I'm like, dang, what happened? What happened? So now, months later, Chris Brown sort of reignited the beef when he dropped the song Freak. He ended up saying, oh, now you're sleeping with my old girlfriend, that doesn't make us equal. And he's like, oh, she likes Casamigos, but not the Migos. And I don't mess with, you know, bougie girls. That's all hype. Again, I'm paraphrasing because there's a lot of cuss words in that. So obviously him saying that, you know, she likes Casamigos, not the Migos. Obviously a dick at the Migos. He's like, oh, now you messing around with my old girlfriend. That's what makes us equal, obviously. A shot at the fact that Quavo allegedly slept or whatever with Karrueche. And then he's like, I don't mess with bougie girls. That is a dig at their Migos' hit song, Bad Bougie, right? And again, Quavo and, well, Karrueche specifically, she was like, we're just friends, again. Again, she put it out there like, we never did anything. So this whole, but it's just like, thinking about it is kind of, I don't know how much I want to believe that they didn't do anything, because like, why would Crown be so upset? Like, you never know, maybe he's reading too much into it. What if nothing did happen and he's just overreacting? But what if we don't know something and something did happen? Who knows? But it's just interesting that this is at least what we've seen or what I see. It's kind of like this is all based off like an alleged thing. No one's admitted to doing anything. Quavo and Karrueche have admitted to like doing anything with each other. So based off that, this seems to be based off an alleged thing. But if Chris Brown has anything to say about it, something did happen and they're just not admitting it. But hey. But anyway, so Chris Brown kind of like reignites it with this song. And then Quavo comes back with a song called Tender. T-E-N-D-E-R. Tender. I'm spelling it out because I realized it kind of sounded like Tinder. Tender. tender. Have you ever been swallowed up? Okay, sorry. Anyway, so in this song, Tender, Quavo is like, solitaire stones, carrots, bugs. You did the girl wrong, and now she's gone. She's posted with a thug. Call her phone. She won't come home. Don't beat her up. So this kind of alludes to how Karrueche has a restraining order on Chris Brown because of how toxic he was and low-key abusive he was. And that kind of sort of alludes maybe to the incident with Rihanna as well, but mainly Karrueche. And I think her restraining order may be permanent. I don't know. I read that somewhere. I don't know how accurate that is, but it may be permanent. But there's definitely a restraining order. So then, what kind of set the internet ablaze was when Chris Brown shot back with Weakest Link. So this is where, as many will say, Chris Brown emptied the clip. So he pretty much says that he slept with Sweetie while Sweetie and Quavo were together. We all know that Quavo and Sweetie were that couple for a while. And, yeah. I was about to say that I wish they would get back together, but like, I don't know. People break up for a reason. So I don't want to, like, I hate seeing that about celebrity couples. Like, I wish they would get back together. Let's not do that. We're basing that off of what's being presented and what these celebrities present may not always be accurate. But anyways, so Chris Brown says that he slept with Sweetie while Sweetie and Quavo were together. He also mentioned Takeoff and pretty much told Quavo, people wish you were the one that died rather than Takeoff. So what did he exactly say? He said, Chris Brown said, quote, R.I.P. Takeoff, he's the only real one that got true respect. Crazy how he died. Everybody really wish it was you instead. Whew. So then he also referenced the time where Sweetie and Quavo were tussling in the elevator. What do you mean? What do you mean tussling in the elevator? So they pretty much had their Beyonce, Jay-Z, and Solange moment where security footage of them having this whole, like, so there's a security footage of this elevator, and you can see Sweetie running into an elevator, trying to run into the elevator with this bag / suitcase, and then Quavo kind of runs in after her and like takes her bag from her and kind of like pushes her down a little bit. She ends up falling because like they're fighting over the bag, and then he grabs the bag and she ends up falling, and it's very clear that she wanted to leave but he wasn't letting her, and they were fighting over the bag and she ends up falling over, and then they kind of like go back up to their floor, and she like kind of like slowly but like reluctantly gets out the elevator to go back to where they came from. So that went viral. I believe it was, I'm pretty sure it was after they broke up maybe, or like towards the tail end of the relationship. So Chris Brown kind of referenced that. And he also mentioned how they were sitting next to each other during Fashion Week and how he really wanted to do something to him during Fashion Week, but he didn't because he didn't want to mess the bag up, which, kudos to him. That was a smart move. Don't mess up the bag because at the end of the day, this is so petty. We're fighting over the fact that Charles slept with the same two women, pretty much. And I think, I remember watching this YouTube video about NBA's biggest beefs, or how, yeah, NBA's biggest beefs. And the narrator is like, men usually get in fights over money, women, or pride. I think. I don't know about pride being a third thing. But it was three things. Two of them definitely money or women. And it's just like, that's what this is all about. Y'all slept with the two, allegedly, slept with the same two women. Pretty much. But let me not just say just. It's just about. It's also the principle of it. It's supposed to be bro code, I guess. I wonder how close of friends they were. But there's still that kind of bro code, I guess, of like, hey, that's my ex. If you want to be cool with me, perhaps don't. Anyways. So then Quavo fired back with his own song, which I can't say the title of, on air. And I don't even think there's a clean version of it on YouTube, at least, that I can't even play the song on the radio because I couldn't find the clean version. So Sweetie ended up kind of like entering the mix where she ended up posting a screenshot of a DM that Quavo sent. And it's just Quavo sort of in his feelings about their situation and feeling some type of way. Well, why was he feeling some type of way? So he had sent that DM soon after. Back up. Record scratch. That was supposed to be record scratch. Sorry, that didn't sound right. But that's what that was supposed to be. Record scratch. So some time ago, was it last year, last couple of years, Sweetie and Chris Brown were seen at a basketball game together. Not together, but they were definitely... and Chris Brown. Yeah. They were at the same USC basketball game. And they were not sitting next to each other, but it was Sweetie, another guy, and then Chris Brown. There's only one person in between them, right? So that was this year. That was January 2024. So a video, or you know how, of course, it was all over the internet how they're at the USC basketball game. It was just all over the internet. You know, celebrities have basketball games. That's always, you know, a viral thing. So Quavo sent that DM that pretty much that day when he saw the fact that they were at the USC game, right? He got in his feelings in her DMs. It was within the same day or the next day or the day after he saw them at that basketball game. Which is so funny. So it kind of like, kind of proves that something did happen between, that something did happen between Chris Brown and Sweetie. Because at that point, they were obviously broken up. Sweetie and Quavo were broken up for like how many years at this point? So like, why would Sweetie and Chris Brown sitting, you know, within one seat of one another be such a thing? Like, why, like, it's such interesting timing, pretty much, that he decided to slide her DMs the day of or the day after those two were seen at the basketball game together. Why are you sliding the DMs within 24 hours of that hitting the internet? So, that is basically what the beef is. And kind of what people are laughing at. It's the fact that, like, Sweetie didn't really deny the fact that her and Chris Brown had a fling while she and Quavo were together. She kind of posted that DM, kind of, like, going... Because it's just like, ooh, okay. Okay, well, let my thoughts catch up with my words. So people found it interesting that Sweetie was able to respond to, like, Quavo and say something to Quavo But she didn't deny what Chris Brown had said. Okay, so I'm going to go on a music break, and we're going to hear Freak by Chris Brown, and then Quavo's Tender, and then Chris Brown Weakest Link. I wish I could play Quavo's latest song in response to Weakest Link, but there's no clean version of it. So perhaps I'll post a snippet of it in the music replay. But yeah, those are the three songs that I'm going to play right now. After a commercial. But yeah, enjoy these two dudes go at each other for essentially sleeping with each other's girlfriends / ex-girlfriends. Okay, now fucking my old bitches ain't gonna make a sequel. Sipping at 1942 cause I don't do no Quavo. Freak bitch, she like Casamigos, not Domingos. I don't fuck with bougie bitches, man, that shit is all hype. I forgot to pull it out and now she got me for life. She said we should bring a friend and I ain't think about it twice. I'ma kick her ass out, she do some shit I don't like. She just want a couple Birkins and some CC belts. I'm just tryna set her up so she don't need no help. If you don't like to listen, baby, you gon' cheat yourself. Man, I had to eat the pussy, ain't gon' eat it.
Sell herself stones, carries bulls. You did a bitch wrong and another bitch gone. She posts with a thug.
Yeah, with a thug.
Caught a bitch phone, she won't come home. Don't beat her up.
Don't beat her up.
It must be the drugs.
Must be the drugs.
Need to cross out your plug.
Ho, that's cool, I don't give no fuck, little nigga. Cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch. I'm up, little nigga. They say revenge is sweet. Now think about that shit. Don't let that line go over your head. I might just sing about that shit. I had a fiend about that dick. There's something sweet about that shit. I got some tea about that bitch, but I ain't gon' speak about that shit. I ain't playing chess with a checker player. I'm a ticking bomb on a detonator. I shit on niggas, I'm a defecator. I put amigo on a ventilator. Stop talking about beating girls. You was beating bitches on the elevator. We seen the taste, that's devastating. You
pussy nigga, pull up, crash, shout about your bae.
Boy, you pussy.
Little bitch, come dance, battle with my Drake. You been fucked your bag up when you punch me in the face. Talking about fashion week, you sparing who? Come punch me in my face.
Pussy.
It ain't nothing but a fade. You know you lost to Frank.
Frank Ocean.
Niggas ran in your house, tied up your aunt cause you ain't pay.
Auntie.
This bullet got your name. Chris. Don't ever bring up tape, pussy.
You know, happy y'all niggas some hoes out here.
Welcome back to Radio The Chini Chronicles from Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And I'm still on mute on Twitch. Hi, welcome back on Twitch. Okay, so if you were listening to on Radio DePaul, the website. So that was a lot. That was a lot. I'm looking at this article, and what exactly, so you can see, in regards to the DM that Quavo sent Sweetie, you can see that he sent it on January 14th, which was the same day. It was literally the same day of the USC basketball game. And you can see the first, like, half of the sentence, where he's like, "We used to mean a lot to each other." Oh my god. He was really in his feelings about the fact that this girl was sitting next to or close to this man, Chris Brown. It was crazy. That's literally the day of. That's hilarious. So then the song that I did not play, the title that I can't say on the radio, he ended up referencing again the altercation with Rihanna, and then talking about, because Chris Brown said something about how, like, with the Paris fashion show, he's like, "Oh, I wanted to break you in half," so he obviously, you know, responded to that. And then he also speaks about Chris Brown's alleged drug addiction, because a lot of people for the past how many years have kind of been saying that Chris Brown has been like sort of coked out. But again, that's very strong allegations that never has been confirmed. He also obviously talks about the source of this drama, which is the alleged relationship with Karrueche. And then he also mentions Chris Brown's sort of beef issues with Teyana Taylor, Usher, and Frank Ocean. What beef does Chris Brown have with Teyana Taylor? I think this was like during, because there was a video, well, let's get into the gag of it, where it was his birthday, I believe. It's like a special weekend or something. It was either Usher's birthday or his birthday. They were at a roller rink, and Teyana Taylor was there. I think it was his birthday, something. Excuse me. And it's also like, I think that was like the weekend or a very close weekend where he was like performing at the Something in Friends concert festival, Lovers and Friends festival. I think his birthday was in there, so he has a celebration, birthday celebration at roller rink. And Teyana Taylor, he was kind of like going back and forth with Teyana Taylor. Not like back and forth, more of Teyana Taylor sitting on her phone, sort of ignoring him. And Chris Brown was kind of like upset, like, girl, what's going on? What's your issue? And basically, he's kind of yelling at her as she was just like sitting on her phone, ignoring him. And Usher ended up like pushing him away, like, okay, you're relax, right? So somehow, that moment, that little tense moment between Teyana Taylor and Chris Brown transferred to Chris Brown and Usher, where it was alleged that Chris Brown and his people had jumped Usher later that weekend / night. Also, it was during, I think, the concert that Chris Brown was performing at. He was like, there's like this little like altercation where he and his crew were kind of like having, it was like everybody was yelling, and apparently he was trying to get to his kid who was still backstage, and they wouldn't let him backstage. So that weekend was a lot where like he was yelling at Teyana Taylor. It's alleged that him and his crew gave Usher like a black eye or something, and then he's like getting into it with like concert security because he was trying to get back to backstage to get his kid. So that's sort of the beef that happened with those two. And then Frank Ocean was back in the day, where it was basically based off of some alleged homophobic stuff. I don't know, don't quote me on that. But pretty much what happened is that they ended up fighting in the parking lot. And there's this one time where Frank Ocean had accepted an award, and you see the camera pan to the crowd, and Chris Brown is the only person who's sitting. Right. So then Quavo ended up saying something about how Chris Brown's aunt was part of some sort of like extortion scheme or whatever. And I think people kind of forget that Chris Brown is affiliated. I didn't really know that until people said it during this whole section of the beef, right? So, what did Quavo exactly say? I'm going to paraphrase this as there's cuss words, but Quavo said, quote, "It's nothing but a fade. You know you lost to Frank Ocean. Dudes ran in your house, tied up your aunt because you ain't pay." And he said, Quavo said, "Little boy, you want to die about some coochie. You still messed up about Karrueche. You tried to beat up Teyana, but Usher wouldn't let you do it. The cocaine got him, your honor, bipolar disorder. No wonder you was the greatest. You fumbled going outside. going outside, I'm watching you crumble. So he just kind of like hit everything all at once. So he didn't really speak about the alleged, you know, jumping of Usher, but he mentioned how he was yelling at Tiana, and like Usher kind of like stopped him from doing it and pushed him away. So I wish I could play the song, but again, I couldn't find a clean version of it, and if I wanted to play it, I would have to like make a clean version of my own. And I just didn't think to take the time to do that this week. A girl's busy. But pretty much this beef is about these two men sleeping with the same woman. It is still ongoing 7 years later. And people are saying, so then people saying that Quavo kind of did his big one and he didn't go out as sad as people thought he would. I've yet to hear Quavo's last diss track, but Chris Brown didn't drop another one. Rather, he's kind of like, whatever, I'm not going to justify that with a response. But yeah, like, honestly. So yeah, Chris Brown didn't really do anything much after that. He posted his story. It's like, I'm done with it. Not really going to do much after this. I'm over it. Still don't like you. Dumb record. You didn't really do your big one like you thought you did. But yeah, so they kind of reignited this beef for like a couple weeks. And now, what now? We don't know. Now everybody's business is out there. Okay. But yeah, what should I think? I'm just remembering how it's just so funny thinking back to like the BET Awards 2017, and pretty much they had such an eventful day at the Migos, where they started at the red carpet and they sort of had this sort of like standoff with Joe Budden, and then they end up blocking off the red carpet and going into the parking garage, and they ended up having this whole scuffle yelling match with Chris Brown, and then later in the day when the after party, they ended up, you know, physically going at each other. So it's just like, that was such a jam-packed day. And it's just, for me, it's just like, I didn't really realize that this was a thing. I didn't really know that this was a thing until it was regurgitated in the last couple of weeks. And so, yeah, that's pretty much all that's happened with the beef. I don't think anything's going to happen, at least for now. It seems like all of the top rapping boys were beefing. This kind of turned into a series, like a 2-episode series where I talk about how all the men are beefing. So let's go back to last episode, since I have nothing else to say about Chris Brown and Quavo. So Drake ended up releasing a diss track against Kendrick, but he ended up taking it off of streaming services. I don't know if, I don't think it's very weird with how much is going on with that. People are taking things off of streaming services and everybody's going at each. It really is an affinity war where there's like so many people on one side, right? All the Avengers and their friends on one side, and there's this one big enemy. And it seemed like everybody was kind of like gunning for Drake, and J. Cole being sort of collateral damage. And I think someone said, I don't know who it was. Was it 50 Cent or something? I don't know who, but they were kind of happy that, like, you know, Avengers level, you know, gang up on Drake to kind of, like, take Drake down. And they were kind of happy about it. And kind of, like, what needed to happen with rap or whatever to kind of, like, knock Drake down from his pedestal and knock him down several notches. But yeah, I'm trying to, you're gonna hear me typing again. But yeah, so I just know that, oh, so apparently Drake ended up using he ended up AI generating Tupac's voice for his tailor-made, you know, diss track. So that's why he took his diss track off of streaming services, because Tupac's estate is suing Drake because he artificially intelligently generated Tupac's voice. And I'm assuming without the proper clearance. Rick Ross kind of came back when he said his diss called Champagne Moments, and he dropped a music video, and supposedly this is like supposed to be a beef between Drake and Kendrick Lamar, but everybody else is involved. And it's primarily between Drake and Kendrick, right? But everybody else seems to be collateral damage. It kind of seems like everybody kind of took their moment to like take their swing at Drake. And Kanye West is sort of in it now as well. Drake's crazy self. Yeah, I talked about how J. Cole released his track and quickly retracted. It seems like J. Cole and Drake are the ones retracting their diss tracks. J. Cole, he apologized, and then Drake, because of some legal issues, so Rick Ross entered because Drake said something based on the leaked songs. That's why he jumped in, right? So this is crazy. I'm like, you know, continuing last episode. So not only did Drake use AI-generated voices of Tupac, but also Snoop Dogg. And then Kanye West ended up coming into the fray by doing a remix to Like That, which is a future Metro and Kendrick song that Kendrick dissed Drake on, reigniting the beef. Then Kanye kind of like went for Drake and kind of like went for the fact, went after Drake for his massive deal with UMG, Universal Music Group, and just took shots in general at Drake and J. Cole's music. So the boys are fighting, essentially. The rapping, R&B, and singing boys are fighting. And then I remember a rapper, was it Chris Brown or somebody? It was another rapper singer who was like, oh yeah, there's an R&B, you know, singer who wanted to pay me so to beef with him. Okay. I think, and a lot of people are saying that was Joyner Lucas. That's his name. People are assuming that it's Joyner Lucas. It's just kind of like, it seems like he wants to capitalize off this moment that everybody's kind of coming for each other. But yeah, the boys are fighting. And it's an Avengers level threat. An Infinity War sort of endgame type of thing. Like, how's the landscape going to look after the dust settle? How's it all gonna look? But yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, the boys are fighting. That was this episode of the Chinny Chronicles. If you miss an episode, head to Spotify and Apple and Google Podcasts to listen. Also head to anchor.fm/Chinny Chronicles to listen there too. Thanks for listening, stop procrastinating, and good night.